Other than organized games, you had cordball. Play dodgeball.
Dodgeball. Chase with a ball. That's a few years ago.
Yeah, I know.
That's about all I think of.
You ever play games with a puck?
No.
With a tin can?
No.
Alright, you ever play any brutal games?
Brutal?
Yeah, where you end up, somebody ends up getting hurt usually. Besides football.
No. Not that I'm thinking. Right off.
Really?
I can't think of any just right off.
Alright.
Have to think on that one. It's been a few years ago.
Oh well, I ask the same questions to 80-year-old people. They remember pretty good.
Yeah,
they just can't remember anything.
Second childhood.
Right. Okay, any games with a knife? Throwing knives or whatever?
Split.
How you play that?
You would take a knife and you throw it. That person had to reach over and you'd have to stand in one position. Have 1 foot still, and you had to stretch over and touch it with your foot and pull it up and throw it. And if they couldn't reach it, you know.
Wouldn't it be pretty easy to throw something they couldn't reach it?
Well, yes, but it has to stick up.
Oh, I see.
And the thing about it is, when you're stretched out, if you throw it, you know, between their legs, you know, you get to straighten back up.
Oh, okay.
So the object of the game was to throw it way over there where they couldn't reach it.
Were you
going to
get it then?
Sometimes. We used to play a game called, let's see. We'd call it eat a root. We'd take a match stem, and you'd use a knife still, and you'd... There's different ways that you'd have to drop the knife off your shoulder, drop it off your elbow, drop it up, you know, flip it up in the air and drop it on the ground. And if it didn't stick up, you know, everybody got to tap the little matchstick down in the ground. And it went around to everybody. And as long as everybody got it, you know, it just kept on running, they'd tap it one more time. You know, but if you ever missed, you'd have to dig it up.
Really?
Yeah, with your mouth.
Oh.
In the ground, sometimes it'd get about that far under the ground. Neither that, or you'd have to pay everybody a quarter.
That's a brutal game.
Oh, dirty.
Alright, did you ever play games on the rope?
Jump rope. Would be about it.
In
a
tiny
buddy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
you did? So that's a brutal game, too. What was that?
Bondage. Okay. We used to play like cowboys and Indians, and we'd maybe call somebody, you'd tie them up, and you wouldn't let them go. It's, you know, more or less a chase game, but you'd have to catch them and tie them up. And it got to be kind of brutal sometimes. You could tie them too tight.
Yeah.
Or tie them where they couldn't do nothing. Yeah. It was strange.
Did you ever play marbles?
Mm-hmm.
Were you good?
I guess I was good as the average kid, I guess. I had a collection of a lot of marbles.
Did you?
No, we just...
Did you trade them?
No, we used to win them from one another. That's what we played. I'd use a bow hunk.
What?
Large marble. A bow hunk.
Bow hunk?
A bow hunk.
That's cute.
A large marble. You have a steel bow hunk and you have glass bow hunk. Have your circle in the ring, and you knock them out, and that'd be your marbles. You keep them.
You get to keep them. Mm-hmm.
So you take your worst marbles, usually.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, you'd want to lose those. You know, you'd gain some of their worst ones.